This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, I'll kick it off.
I don't know if they want to say something. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the process is. What I was going to say, and we can plug this in after if you decide that you'd rather start it, is I would say, it's so good to see you both. Okay. I wish it happened more often.
I also wish
it was happening under better circumstances or for like a better reason than what we have to kind of deal with and unpack today.
Let me see. I'm very curious, I guess, if you all have anything like your sort of take on this, like your
how do you feel like it's been going?
Well, I'll just jump in. This is Amanda Lund.
Amanda speaking now.
Because
so,
I was expecting perhaps an intro, but that was not offered.
Yeah, well, this is what's so confusing is I didn't want to presume.
I get it, Sean. You're like, what am I going to say, right? How do I intro someone who's literally done nothing?
You actually took the words right out of my mouth and like for Sean to say as well, where like, I guess it would help to use like objective numbers, like to start with that. Kevin, when did we last have them on the show?
22.
So you're here on 22.
Right.
And in that conversation,
it's now at least 23.
We hammered out and like put a lot of time, energy into working out a deal for the two of you.
Making a deal that I thought everyone walked away happy with.
Yes.
Where you would now be hosting the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that because we kind of had.
It's so nice to hear that you remember that.
That is a huge relief.
And can you say your name? If you could say your name as well.
I'm Maria Blasucci.
Okay.
Great.
And we had delineated kind of two shows. Remember, it was Holly Hand and Woodbook. Do you remember? And that Holly Hand was Amanda and I were going to do like that version of the show. And then you guys were going to take over Woodbook.
We were going to be doing Woodbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just ask again, how do you feel that Holly Hand has been going?
Great. I mean, we've been doing it pretty regularly. I'd say probably almost every day since we saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are through the roof.
The numbers are good.
Okay, this is I'm really glad we're having this conversation. My impression of what's been happening, just from my end, my experience, is that YouTube
all
been total fucking no-shows.
Yeah.
And like as we, in a very important moment for us, as we were like pitching this new diversification of our show,
we were looking
to a new network,
new studio,
we were trying to find a new family.
We needed a new ad sales team, and we needed to really put our best foot forward. And what we got from our partners in this was, in our estimation, and I'm happy to be wrong about this, but what it felt like we were getting was absolute dick.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of insane to hear because
that's why we're having this conversation.
We had emailed you guys.
Okay.
And like, I've got receipts.
Okay.
If you want to see.
Let's look at the email because as far as we're concerned, not only have you not been showing up, people have been hating it.
Yes, they've been pissed that we are still hosting the only version of the show that they seem to be aware of. Now, if you've courted some separate fan base and there's some way that I could access the material that's been recorded, because you said you've been doing the show almost every day.
Yeah.
Have you been recording and releasing the show?
In our own, to certain people with certain access. Yes.
Okay, that's basically what we do too. So yeah. like that, like we're all on the same That's, page
it's
about that.
Similar. It's similar.
We have at times almost felt like we need to step back in on this. Not something we ever wanted to do. We wanted to let you spread your wings creatively, like launch your own thing.
The I total hate lack to of, micromanage. Yes. Like the reason we brought you in is we're fans. Like yes. we sure. think you're both so talented.
Thank
and
you.
It felt like, okay, great. Like we can now use this thing we built, whatever it is, to help launch and expose even more people to, you know, Holly Hand, which I thought was going to be huge.
But this has been sort of the dynamic where it's basically like what just happened, which is like Sean said, we're big fans of you all. You literally say nothing back.
I yeah, we gotta thank you.
Well, you say like thank a, you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank
you. No, we but then just think like, that you guys are really cool and like we well, Amanda, nice. I wanna speak oh, for you, but I haven't
gotten
appreciate
yeah.
kind of stuff that you guys do.
I mean, we wouldn't have taken on this new show opportunity but if we did, weren't fans. But we have but, been doing it yeah. every day for a select audience as Maria
Is it
was
almost
trying
every
to explain.
Day or every day?
Yeah.
It's every day except we did take off Christmas.
Just okay. Christmas Day,
Seems
Christmas
like a
Eve.
Pretty amazing day to do like a like a
huge,
special episode.
Called Holly is in the title. Yeah. It's like
yeah. Well, we took the entire month of December to talk about it, but we did let our audience know. We said on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day we won't be doing it.
Christmas and they, Eve and Christmas Day now.
Well, okay. we did so an abridged Christmas Eve episode, more like a check-in.
And okay. it was kind of we did one present each. We both went to our respective Christmas trees, each picked a gift, unopened it, unwrapped it, and it was really fun. And we kind of did like a live call-in thing too.
And there's a video aspect now. Like I know
there's
you guys
a check-in
are...
where you each open. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We each
we
opened
just
a
just
gift.
Want to figure out on, the Christmas yeah. Eve episode yeah.
On what we missed. So
it was just a check-in episode. You each open one present,
one gift.
There's yeah. there's a call-in aspect as well, and it yeah. was on video.
What is so funny?
But
it
that's
was a
just
really
like
popular
base level
this is
for
a
us.
Video call-in episode where you each open one gift.
But there was no guest
on Christmas Eve.
There
like
was no
guest. We normally
guest
have
for
a guest.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a guest booked, but they weren't able to make it.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
And so this is you booked okay. Santa Claus.
Yeah, but he had double. Yeah, he had double booked.
Mm-hmm. And you had yeah. Presumably, you had been so naughty okay. also that he was not willing to stop.
Because he didn't say
the booking. Say. The fact that you have been doing this somewhere else again. That's why I'm really glad we're having this conversation because like we have of course like booked a lot of episodes that you have not shown up to. We have had to show up for some.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes none of us are there. We've had like Thomas Lennon come in and just be completely by himself. No engineers, no like, no you, no us.
Mm-hmm.
He right. just ended up calling like a cousin that he hadn't talked to for like a really long time, and okay. like and just like sort of catching up with them. And
right.
like we released that. Like that's not good.
It's right. really
he's
it's,
like a really funny guy, but that was not funny or even like.
Well, his
interesting
cousin
at
turned
all.
Out to be going through a really difficult.
Yes.
Okay.
Difficult, but like also very boring in a way. You know.
Cousins yes. can like, be so hard when yeah. you start trying to sort of like make them into something that they're not.
Yeah.
His cousin, I mean, it sounded, he said, so hard. He just kept saying, I don't like my house. But okay. he wouldn't say why. And it was like, I thought like, oh, is there like marriage trouble? Or are they like, you know, like maybe having trouble like paying their mortgage? Or is there some financial difficulty? Is there something going on here? And it was just like, I really don't. Thomas, this is... dire. I do not like this house.
Oh, simply too small, perhaps.
That would have been such a relief to hear, like, I need a bigger space. And Thomas was trying, like, would go, like, okay, is it the decor? Is there something? He'd be like, I don't even know if that would help. And it's like, what? If changing it would help? Like, it just was a bad conversation.
Sure.
You know?
That yeah. doesn't happen on Holly Hand. We kind of are able to... just maneuver
well,
correctly.
It did happen on Holly Hand.
It did.
It did happen on Holly Hand. Well, as far as we
it's
knew.
It's one of the only things that has
We happened. Are not part of the select audience, I guess, that you have been releasing this to. Maybe part of this discussion could be, we'd like to hear it too.
Well, yeah, but you need the code.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a code.
Okay.
There's will, a pay, and to get the code, you do have to pay.
Okay. That seems great. Seems like a great like model. Generate. And people are paying and they're getting
people
the code.
People are paying. I mean, we both are we're doing really well.
You're rich.
Yeah. I wouldn't, we're not, we don't say rich, but we say we're doing, we're
very
well
comfortable.
Off. Comfortable. Yes.
Not rich, but you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look at us, right?
Yeah.
We look comfortable.
Fish don't know they're wet.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a code.
Yeah.
You release it to a select, like what guests, I guess, have you
Who's been on? I mean, I know Santa bailed on you, but like what?
Well, Santa was like, you know, a low tier guest.
Yeah.
Like he would be kind of C-list.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I think of him as so famous. Like that would be really big for us. But that's great.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
And like we just had Ben Stiller.
We had Ben Stiller on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
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 But, like, I don't consider him as famous as Santa. And
we had Ben Stiller too.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not. Yeah.
We had been on, I think
it
in
when did you guys had him on? When did you probably
have
him on?
We had him, it was for our like 500th episode.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Like a couple months ago. So
yeah,
like
it's
really
crazy because we do it every day.
You
actually are like in the thousands of episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
So he was on for our thousandth and that
okay,
was
okay, so that was at crazy. Least a milestone for
because I don't
for
know
you.
Since
so
22
was a
since
big
22
deal.
When you were here, I don't know that there have been a
we do multiple no, we do multiple a day. Sometimes we'll do 6 or 7 in a day.
And sometimes the episodes are so good, it's more like a couple episodes. You know what I mean?
Like, can
so
we do
good.
That, Kevin? Can we start counting episodes if we do a
if
really,
really
good one?
Good.
Can we count it as, how many do you count it as, 2 or 3?
It
or?
Just depends on
how
like
good
how
is.
Good it is and like how poppin' our charisma is.
If it's
okay.
The charisma's poppin'.
Like what's the most that an episode has ever been?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that one if possible. I'll buy the code. Like I haven't seen any promotion for the code. I follow you on social media.
It's more word of,
kind of
mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like I have to verbally give you the code through my mouth.
Okay.
And so it only can happen under the right circumstances. So,
okay.
Okay.
I want to return to my question. What is the most episodes?
We've
an
done,
episode has ever
yeah, we've
been.
Done, I think back in March, and Amanda, I could be wrong, we did 26 episodes in one episode.
In one episode?
Yeah. One episode. Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So many.
And that was, I'm gonna, and that is not normal. I'm not going to say like that's a normal thing, but
that's what's the most ever.
That was the most.
That was,
it has
like,
to be an outlier.
Everything
and
aligned.
That was so much fun.
It
that
was
truly so fun.
Who was the guest?
It sounds like charisma was popping.
Well, the charisma was popping.
John Krasinski was the guest.
John Krasinski?
John Krasinski?
You know how
was
John
John
is.
Krasinski.
Yes, you know
6 foot 4, 220 pounds of solid muscle and weapons trained.
Yes, like, yes.
It was so
dude
much
is
fun.
In the room. Fuck.
It
man.
Was. He was making us roll.
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. fun.
It was
like
just,
as part of his training, like showing you how he trains.
Yeah,
and stuff,
we
like
talked a lot
around.
About. He talked a lot about it, and then we talked a lot about our careers. He was super interested in our careers too, which was so refreshing.
Yeah, and he wanted to know about the process, which was crazy. Not everyone can handle it.
Yeah,
26 episodes in one. Was it 13 hours?
Amanda,
that is so
Amanda,
funny.
Remember what he said? He said that a lot of people make those kinds of jokes, and so
that's right. That is right.
He and said just,
a lot of people
make
a lot. Of
wait
people
a second. He said a lot of people make the kind of joke where, like, they're given an amount of time of 26 episodes.
Yeah,
and they make the connection to a movie that he was in called 13 Hours.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where he,
this is like each episode was about a half hour long. A lot of people make that joke. Or jokes
he said a
like
lot of people
that.
Do
that's
that.
That's
I mean,
what
it
he
seems
said.
Like such a cosmic alignment to create a joke like that.
Yeah.
And that happens to him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
I almost
said.
Didn't think of it. And then I almost didn't say it when I thought of it. So the idea
so even that one
like,
almost didn't happen.
So the idea that many people, wow.
Yeah, you had to kind of listen to it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's well, so, and there's hidden messages in it too. Like there's a lot of like it's Easter
messages.
Eggs and stuff to other episodes. And like it's really
and
intricate.
Callbacks,
yeah, like,
even
really intricate
episode.
Okay, we've never been able to really nail one of those down.
Yeah.
No.
A callback. Yeah. It's
but
hard.
It also, when we have tried to do something like that, where even we did like, sometimes we'll try to do an episode where the entire premise is just in reference to like a moment from a prior episode.
Yes.
And it diminishes the popularity
sure.
of our show.
Yes,
almost.
I can see that happening to you guys.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Sean talks to Dominic Dirkus about the movie The TV Set on his new podcast, Subtitles On. The boys rank classic cars on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Amanda and Maria at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, so,
Yeah, I'm a little bit on my heels.
I can sense a little bit of tension. Yeah, like you think that we're
well,
somehow
I came
in
here
the wrong.
Like unbelievably pissed off.
I was.
But I emailed.
Furious.
I did email you.
This is what I am unclear
on.
What
did the email
too.
Say?
Do we yeah.
You took your phone out and then you
okay,
looked at
well,
you.
You said I have
anything.
Receipts and you started to open
because
your phone
because the conversation
and then
moved
happened.
On, so I'm yeah. not going to like be the dope over here like, hey, look
She's
at
got
me.
Really good social like understand. Amanda, that's yeah. one thing I'll
dopey.
Say about Amanda is she kind of
high
under,
EQ.
Yeah, she understands
okay.
emotionally what's going on in a room.
Really
yeah.
been, okay.
I didn't think you guys were ready for it.
Maybe not.
Because I was in here prepared to like strength. Really be like stomping around and
yeah
like,
oh yeah this table
like,
was
like huffing and puffing
history
and,
like
yeah.
I was the sure. what I was gonna do to this table ooh, I was really planning on some aggressive stuff
yes. and like, we
pushing
we could
and,
sense it coming yeah. in and that's why immediately
scratching
we wanted
it.
To diffuse
I was
diffuse
gonna scratch that table up. I mean, I was just going to be just raking my
oh.
sort of crooked fingers over the surface
whoa,
of this table because I was so upset. And now
God,
I'm upset
almost
in a different
seems
way.
Like an ambush. It almost seems like you kind of invited us to ambush us in a way. If
I
you were that
really
angry.
Really consider, had this played out the way we thought it did, to make a deal with someone for them to do a job and then they never do it and then you have a conversation with them about it. I don't think that's an ambush.
Mm-hmm.
But like how many opportunities did you guys have to reach out to us personally, like responding to my email that
well, okay,
I sent?
Well, the phone has gone away.
The phone once again disappeared without the email being revealed. I've never seen the email.
Every time I take it out, it's like
email.
You don't want to hear the email, and that's what
all
I'm
he
kind
was
of
saying
gleaning.
Was that he was going to scratch the table with his crooked fingers. Like it's not.
I was
like,
going to rake my crooked fingers over
I
the surface
that.
Of the table,
and so your EQ told you at that point, okay, now's
not
the time
to read an
email.
But I'm saying that's no longer in the like. I'm not going to do that this episode. I hope. I don't think because apparently. I've misunderstood what was happening this entire time, and there's actually been episodes being made, thousands of them, sometimes 26 in one day or one episode, and I missed an email or an email allowing for human error was addressed incorrectly, and so I wasn't able to see it and respond. And so I'd love to like hear what the email said.
Okay, well, I've got my phone here and if no one interrupts me, I'll be able to read it. Okay, so it's to...
Let's all be quiet.
Okay, to SeanHayes@gmail.com. Maria and I are getting started with our new podcast. We've got a recording coming up this Thursday. We're super excited about our guest. Amy.
Are you having trouble?
Okay. Amy?
Yeah.
Amy was on?
And then,
on the first
and then it
episode?
Said, give us a ring and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then that was sent
it took you,
like
the
six
pause
ago.
Between our guest and Amy
okay.
was so long.
Because,
what was there a format okay. thing happening?
A paragraph break?
Was the guest sent with invisible ink?
I didn't want to say her name because...
Yeah.
For her privacy.
Okay. Yeah. And you haven't given out the code.
Right. We need the code to find out which Amy.
Yeah.
And if you want to know, yeah, you just need the code. And that was our first episode.
Yeah. And there's like five prominent Amys kind of in the business. And so you could take your pick as to who you think. But it was.
It's the Amy.
It's the Amy.
It's the
wow.
Amy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I was insane. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was like,
okay.
because we were like, could we get Amy? And then we were like, let's just email her. Let's see. And like we had mutual friends.
Amy's
and,
racing through my mind.
Amy's.
Yeah.
So amazing
Amy's
too.
Great.
Just everything you think about, you know about
Amy Madigan.
Just forget it.
But maybe that's just because I'm mad again. About to rake my crooked fingers over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm about to over Amy yeah. these crooked fingers at the top of that table.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about like I understand the code of it all, but like distribution channels, like how and where like the payments are coming in. like
it's personal. It's all personal Venmo account. We're just doing it through. We don't. We want to take out the You know, there's like the middleman is Venmo. Like I get that, but we want to take out the even more middleman that would be like, you know, we just we want it going directly into our bank accounts.
Essentially, we have our created our own platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with us? I mean, it felt like initially it would have something to do with us.
Your names are on the website. Okay. There's a special thanks kind of page to
I need a code to see the website.
Yeah, there's like a link.
What's the website for?
That's going to come with the code.
Okay. And is it showing, is that where people can see the video or and like and listen to? No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I really thought you said no.
No, I think I said yes, but if I said no, I mean, that's all part of the... We're also, through this episode, we've told our listeners,
Pauly Hand. Well, I heard her say, I know.
You heard her say, I know?
Yeah.
Okay,
wow. I heard Amanda say yes.
I guess that's how they do multiple episodes in one episode. It's like, say different things at the same time.
Well, they can roll back they can roll back the tape. They can see what really happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't even know if they can do that.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean,
the financial situation here is like so dire because of some of the stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah. Like, well, our listeners are really big fans of you guys, if that's any consolation. I mean, they just speak the world of you guys.
I guess it, but it just seems like no one has let us know that it was happening in any way. So, like, why was this kept such a secret from us? And, like, I remember you reading that email to me.
Yeah, and that is not our email address. It does, like, he does send it along to us. So, like, we should have gotten that.
That should have been forwarded from Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
But it does also feel like you knew that wasn't our email and you were trying to get in on some of the smart
I just think you guys are thinking the worst of us. And we're telling you, we went over leaps and bounds to let, as Amanda said, we sent this email to you about Amy. And you've got a special thanks page on the website. What else? I mean, I don't understand. If you guys can let us know what we could have done, of course, we'll take responsibility. But as I'm seeing it, I'm going, okay, well, we crossed our T's here.
Mm. I was picturing, I guess, that we would be, I understand about the email. I don't need to be shown the phone. That we would be in constant communication. And, like, you would do an episode, we would do an episode, and maybe, like, once every couple weeks, we'd do,
some
like,
kind of check-in
a family episode, like, kind of, where it's, like, just us.
Right.
And
I thought we'd have lunch sometimes and just sort of talk about like how the different shows are going or ways to collaborate and, you know.
And we could like mix and match like the host combinations and like I just thought it would be like this really
split
sweet kind of like family
appetizers and stuff too like when
and
we're
instead,
at the lunch.
What's
like,
happening
order,
is we are hemorrhaging subscribers.
We're losing
like,
a lot
our
of
like
listeners.
Our kids
and
are
money.
All in really big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going straight to you all because like when they unsubscribe from our Patreon, they're supposed to give a reason.
Yeah.
And that they're all writing like no reason.
Right. Yeah.
Like in this
it's
voice.
Very coy,
like I don't know how I'm even hearing the voice, but
no
exactly. Oh
right.
No reason.
It could be.
Okay, so it sounds like it is. They're just
They're going straight
over there.
That's how they're
fans of us, like from previously being subscribed to.
And like, there's no provision on our website that says you can't also listen to the original podcast.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of understood that you don't do that. A lot of people choose not to just because they're so satiated by our version that it's kind of like they would come back, listen, sort of like.
Can I hear anything? Can I hear any of what has been recorded? It sounds like there's an awful lot of podcasts that's been made by you two.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the genre. Is there any kind of sample or anything, even a reenactment
of
something that would have happened on an episode just so I can get a sense of what's been going on?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we can do a little something.
What's coming to mind first is April of this year, Amanda.
Yeah.
It was April.
The month is like
Well, there was a lot happened in April, but there was one thing that happened in April that was
it's April 15th.
Yes, yes.
And it was
tax day.
It was the funniest thing. Well, that's the thing.
Because that day for me was really bad.
We were really on edge. Brutal. That was why it was kind of so great.
We were underslept and overworked.
And we just decided to kind of turn off. We met each other at Amanda's house. We turned off all the lights. We went in her closet and we just kind of did like a little seance. And we actually
wait, you got a guess that way?
Like, yes. It was crazy. It was so crazy.
Let's just say
Kevin
we got someone on the podcast. No, but this is someone who has all of the insider secrets.
Yes.
And oh wow.
They've never spilled the beans except
they came back and they said, okay, well, here we are.
Do we need one of them, like if we're reenacting it, do we need one of them to, like, play who this guest is?
Like, yeah, if we're like, going to, like, get a, is it, would it make sense for Kevin or Casey to be
I mean, I think
guest?
They could do that. I mean, yeah, let's do it. I mean, there's a chance.
Have
you
have you heard the podcast that they've been recording? Do you have the code?
Yeah. Casey gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, we're both subscribed. Yeah,
I don't think Casey was able to give it.
They're gold member. They're both gold members, which is not the top
that's
tier.
Austin Powers rival.
That's so funny. You call them gold members?
Well, that's not even the top tier, though.
No, but it's more of the way we do it. It's not like a monthly, like $10 a month. It's more like you're gonna give. You know, it's like a tithing. So it's more of like a 10% of your overall income for the year.
And it's in perpetuity too. So once you sign up, no matter what you make, you will always give that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, if you make nothing, make $0, pay $0, make, you know, $500,000, you're paying $50,000.
Yeah.
So not only are subscribers being siphoned out of our show, the exorbitant salary that we pay Kevin is also being given to you.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it like that.
In some percentage.
10%, I think, is what Kevin gives us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. And that includes any under-the-table money, babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly costume. Babysitting.
Yeah.
It's Kevin's babysitting money is going.
Kevin is paying you to babysit.
No, Kevin's paying them 10% of his babysitting money.
Oh, all of your babysitting, or 10% of all of your babysitting money and all your other money.
Yeah, and when he babysits for me, I waive it, because that just feels wrong.
Which is nice.
And he's able to claim those hours against his podcast fees.
Okay.
Did you guys like that April 15th episode? Wasn't that just crazy?
That was crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Casey said it was really good.
Well, then if you've heard it, then it should be easy for both of you to
reenact
the Seance
the
Brothers
guest portion.
Yeah.
So, because I'm curious
really
now,
famous,
like, this person is spilling
it's a
all
really
the,
famous guest who I guess had died at some point, but came back.
That's
and, like,
funny.
They shared all their secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess I'd love to hear a little bit of what that was like.
Yeah, if you could play a clip or if you'd rather...
Yeah, well, the thing is, because they were a specter, the audio wasn't great.
It was Phil Spector?
Very good.
You know that's not who it was.
Yes.
And you're being, he's raking the table now, but he's doing a verbal rake. Okay, he doesn't.
Raking the table like
John
Sean's
Krasinski
fingers.
Said a lot of people make that joke.
His crooked fingers.
Okay, it's just getting downright dirty in here.
Yeah,
okay,
I feel attacked. Amanda, do you feel attacked?
Yes, I feel attacked.
Well, if it's not Phil Spector.
I feel a lack of tact.
Mm-hmm.
I feel an absence of tact.
Right.
On your part, in the way that you have handled,
but we come in here. We think we're having like a regular like interview, and all of a sudden we have to defend ourselves. I mean, I feel like I'm in a court of law, you know. And I would have brought a lawyer or something because I feel like you guys are like about to serve us with papers or something.
You have a lawyer.
We have multiple lawyers. We didn't until we started Hollyhand, and now we have an entire team.
Now you have a whole team,
of lawyers. That's not good for us.
That's
good for us because I was
like
going to
email all over again because I want to figure out. I want to know who the ghost is.
I know,
like, and it's like I guess this is what makes a good show. Like, I really do want to hear what is happening.
I'm
on the
locked
show,
in.
What the show is about.
There's something coming, and I just cannot rest.
I want to
find out what it
is. I want to hear their secrets.
Well, I think a big reason that we were excited to come here today is
you
because
were.
We were excited. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, we love doing this. I mean, that's why we wanted to do, Holly Hand. But would you two, and this is something you don't have to answer today, but something to consider, would you two be willing to sell us your share of the podcast?
So you're in a position where your stake of it has grown so much that you are ready to make an offer on our
majority shareholder,
and
basically.
Also, yeah. This is more. This is more of like a gracious thing, because in all honesty, we can buy you without your permission, and that's kind of, this is us being kind. This is like the email, all over again.
It's a courtesy.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we don't want to burn any bridges. We understand, we couldn't have come to this point without you guys, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
but you sort of did.
Yeah, and we're ready to just sort of like cut the dead weight a little bit.
Yeah, and that's
weight,
Jesus Christ. Well, that was
sorry.
And rephrase it, Amanda, because that's gonna be
sorry.
Intense
it's
for them.
Like a well, I was just gonna say it's like. Let me just.
I want to laugh too. Like, I want to be laughing.
That's like my favorite part of the show is when we all get to laugh. When something funny.
Okay,
I
just say it's kind of like you guys are just like two little danglers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like. Do you know when bugs fly and their legs kind of hang like wasps?
Dangly, because they're not using them right
yes,
now.
Yes, like the wasp is flying, but the two little legs are kind of hanging there.
They're
yes,
relaxing.
Weighing them down.
Yeah.
So if you
they
cut the legs,
want, they,
you sever
no,
the legs, they
the
fly,
legs
they never
off.
Have to land again. They just fly for the remainder of their life.
No, that's not their
but that's
goal.
The metaphor,
that's
isn't it?
Want.
But that's the metaphor.
It's a terrible metaphor.
They wouldn't like it.
So you're talking about torturing a
it's
living
nice.
Well,
it's nice
creature.
To have the danglers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You want
you know.
The danglers. You do want them.
You might. I mean,
we don't.
It's good. You don't always know when you're mid-flight. You might not realize why they're important. But at some point, pal, and we found this a lot. We've been doing this show a long time. At some point, you land, and it can be a little bumpy.
This would have been amazing when we had the guy who played Lieutenant Dangler on this show, and instead
he
talking
called
to
his cousin,
freaking cousin the entire
like,
time. We already had an entire show about that we used to have.
We had a show where somebody calls their cousin, and they would talk about like topics, things they watched, music. This was literally just a guy who's like saying he doesn't like his house and not saying why. And then he's going, hang on, I'm going to go in the other room and just see something and not bring the phone with him. Put the phone down and you hear footsteps and then you hear him go, oh, man. And then like come back, pick it up and go like, yeah, I mean, it's the same. I was just in the other room. I just am not crazy about this place.
It's just a bad cousin.
You start to understand why Thomas hadn't called him in so long. Yeah. But I want to know who the seance summoned. Like, that's something that's
so
been really
nagging. Can we
nagging.
Just hear it, please?
You want to hear, like, a, well.
And then this would actually help inform my decision because, like, yes, obviously I need money so bad. Like, mm-hmm. I really want it.
If you can buy it, I mean, I'm.
You didn't mention
I'm
money.
I'm very
part
nervous
of this,
about what you
like,
think it's worth.
Yes.
Like, but.
Oh, we yeah.
Yeah.
You did say the word buy, I think, which makes me think that hopefully there's like
some amount of money.
Yeah.
You're
well,
obviously,
we're not
you're getting
say
10%
it out loud.
Of all these people's
Listen
salaries.
Here, I'm going to show you.
Okay. The phone is out again.
Okay.
But I've been burned before on that.
Yeah. Sometimes just goes away.
Okay. She did something. Now
see.
She's showing Sean. And Sean
I'm very open to this offer. I'm very open to this offer. I assume you're showing it to me because you don't want me to say it out loud. But what I'll say is that...
Did she put a number in her calculator? Amanda
entered a number in her calculator. She's showing to us a lot. And I will say that I'm surprised and flattered at how high the number is. And I don't want to like hurt myself in the negotiation at all. But if there's like a contract, I'll sign it right now. I think as valuable as the show is to me, there's a lot of sentimental value, and I do think this number accounts for it. I'm looking at it again, and it is $520 million, $125,289. So I was going to say, like, it has to be over $500 million, but I was expecting to land somewhere closer to $485 million.
But that's the thing. This is like, you guys, we come in here.
It must be like having all that money. You just laugh all the time.
Yeah, you just laugh.
We do.
Because it's so easy to buy.
Yeah, we do. Because we think we want something and we're able to get it. And we're able to kind of accumulate happiness through the things we have. And you know, we come in here and you guys are all, you guys are all like mean to us or whatever, not to use like a term that maybe you wouldn't agree with. But then we show you that number, you know, and it's like, okay, well,
I will say the term I would use is frustrated.
Okay. So you were frustrated and then we show you that number. Yeah. And now maybe you're kind of kicking yourself because you're going like, maybe we're a little hard on them because they're coming at us with a number that's really generous.
With a number that would really actually have a big impact on some problems that I have currently. It would take
our kids a big bite out of trouble.
Yeah, our kids are in a heap of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And, they're out of control.
Yes. They're going crazy.
And that is not just a random number. We put a lot of thought into
that. Well, it's in the calculator. So
yeah. No, it was in there.
Well, because
I didn't
we've
see
been
you
thinking
typing.
Of this number
it
for
to
months.
Be in there already.
Yeah. This is not random. This was a very calculated number.
Well,
every dollar.
No,
calculator.
I think that, you know, anything lower, I think I would have just
seeing it again. Yeah. And it's
a little
the same
bit
number. Yeah.
Do you
insulted.
Understand why we came to this?
I'd like to hear some of the reasoning. I mean, I know I feel like it's worth this much, but I have obviously a different relationship with the show than most people. So I'd like to know like what your conversations were.
Well, it's pretty simple. What we did is we had our intern go through and listen to every one of your episodes.
Oh, you have an intern.
Yeah, Scotty. And he's from Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
He's a computer sciences major, and we found...
Computer sciences.
Yeah, so he knows a lot about podcasting.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway...
So they have more than one computer science over there.
Multiple sciences.
He went through and gave assigned a monetary value to every episode. And then we added them all together, and then this is the number that we came up with.
So you're buying all the old ones too. Okay.
Yes, and those will be destroyed.
Like one of those.
Yes. They're to be destroyed.
Because yes.
Okay.
And
that's gonna be my next question.
Well, there is a good reason for that. And that's not just I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, oh, that seems a little cruel, you know, but it's not. It's actually we talked to Scotty and he was saying that in the computer sciences division of the school that actually it's like a common thing that when people that you're going up against in business, you want to kind of destroy their computers along the way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
you're going against us in business?
Well, we're going to need your computers.
You were excited
today
to come here.
The computers,
see, here's the thing.
Dude, and those are going to be destroyed as well.
You told
they're
me
they're worth more dead than alive.
That's computers. Really concerning. You said that you were excited to come here because you thought it was going to be a normal interview.
We weren't going to bring this up to you.
Then you said
today.
You felt ambushed.
Yes.
Then suddenly we have a predetermined number that Scotty from computer sciences has gone over it.
Division.
And that we are in a competition, a business competition.
This was not meant for today. This was not.
Okay,
this
well,
was meant
as part of why you were excited to be here.
Yeah.
Well, you may have gotten us.
Yeah.
On that.
Well, that
we were thinking
good.
We were thinking we might go out after this. Maybe you know, grab you know a.
That's what I wanted to. I didn't know we were going to do it on air.
Go over. We would go. Like, does anybody want to go splitsies on some of this stuff?
Yeah, Top maybe us. Get a shrimp cocktail or something. Something mm-hmm. fun. Something a little.
Get
elevated?
Like the shishito peppers and some,
yeah.
but only
not
like
burned.
Some of them are spicy.
Not with a burned part, please.
It's charred.
I hate when they burn that.
Some fresh ones for him, and then we can have some of the char.
Yeah. That'd be fun. See, this is nice. It feels good to kind of laugh, right?
That's what I wanted. What I wanted when we first.
I was laughing before we could see the number again.
Amanda, could we see the number again?
Thank you for showing me the number. Thank you for showing us the number.
So much.
Yeah.
Seeing the numbers. And
you like the number so much. Imagine that as a stack of cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. Is that for each of us or I split that with Hayes?
Oh, this is to split, boys.
Okay.
Okay.
And then all Kevin, right. I guess, gets some and then a bunch of it goes back to you.
Yeah. So ultimately, you're going to be getting a huge chunk of that cashish. Yeah.
It's for you. It's for you. We will ask that you two also relocate.
We are relocating ourselves
to a different studio.
No, a different state. It has to be out of the state.
Okay, so that
are all the other states on the table?
Everything except Iowa, Nebraska, New Jersey, I think is what our lawyer said, and Kansas and Minnesota. Alaska is a maybe.
Okay.
Drop the hammer
Hawaii.
On me at the end.
Hawaii.
California, Minnesota. Which is where we are. Hawaii would be so nice. That's really great. Feels like it's nice that we got like New York, you know.
You got New York, yeah.
That's a really big state.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, are we allowed to start another podcast? Wait.
Mm. Can we not also, we can't pass like through or over Mm-mm. any of those other ones Mm-mm. to get to the other ones that we're
right.
getting.
Right. If you are seen driving through, that's you will tricky. Be arrested. There will be warrants for you in those states.
Okay, because like the Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa thing.
No, it's
like,
going to be impossible.
We have to go through like Texas or something, but that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems doable.
Can we start another podcast, like a totally separate? Like, is there any kind of non-compete?
There is definitely a kind of non-compete.
Yeah.
No podcasting.
So we can't start like Pennsylvania podcast or anything.
Voices can't be heard. This is kind of what's going to be in the contract of that. To be able to get that number, your voices won't be able to be recorded or heard.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
It's kind of like an Ariel clause. Your voice will be taken from you.
Okay.
And
what's the Kevin of it all? Like,
what happens to him?
Well, he has a separate contract and he may be. Kevin, I don't know if you want to say this now or
Kevin,
whatever, but go ahead if you want to say what we've been talking about.
Everyone goes around the room and says one nice thing about me before each recording.
A recording of what?
Who's recording what? What the fuck are you
Doesn't
talking
matter.
About? They, but we're not allowed to be
That's
recorded.
That's what your contract said. what contract is this? It sounded like, wait. It sounded like they were setting up the, like, Kevin was going to announce that he was going with them or something like that. This sounds like a completely different thing.
So it seems like he was not
Kevin
paying
got an old contract.
To,
this was the contract he got.
It's making me feel much
it's from
better. It's making me feel much better about that version of it that I thought was being set up, which is Kevin not working with us anymore. No. But it sounds like something got lost in the communication again.
Yeah. And this may have been an email sent to the wrong address or something because Kevin doesn't like
Kevin
have the
making
same idea.
Demands on maybe our show, which like I guess wouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
This is just for future work.
Yeah.
For future
I have a contract that's for future work with Amanda Maria.
Okay. So that's
number
is...
one clause, Santa. Ha ha. That's what it says. Number two, everyone go around the room, say one nice thing about me before we start. Number three, I get all of the babysitting money and a tip.
Okay, I don't think you tip a babysitter.
3A.
Like,
the tip can be...
You don't tip your babysitter?
I mean, a tip? Like what?
You're telling on like... yourself, sweetie.
There's a rate. Like we settled on a rate. Like we said, like what she did a good job.
Tell me
like,
you don't tip your babysitter without telling me you don't tip your babysitter.
Like we that's what we what was the conversation before it even for? We were like, here's what I'm gonna pay you.
Men will literally not tip their babysitter instead of going to therapy. Okay?
She gets like all kinds of like she like last time I turned on the TV the next day and it was like halfway through the first episode of Succession. So like she got to watch that.
for free.
Yeah, like that's for a big well, perk. No, it actually wasn't for free. I actually paid for that. So
oh,
like,
you're on a per episode.
Like so someone did it. Someone did pay for it.
I may have been paying for it.
Though. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I use Sean's DirecTV password, but like I have.
Okay.
There's that number.
Can I use okay. Can I use that money to like fund some other kind of creative passion project? Like if I'm not doing a podcast, can I just make like a documentary of me like eating a scooter or something like that?
A scooter? Eating a scooter?
Eating a scooter.
Or a schooner? Ooh.
Which one is more interesting to you? I mean, you seem to have your kind of finger on the pulse of what people want to pay to see or hear.
Well, what is a schooner?
It's
exactly.
A sail. It's like a boat. It's
your idea.
Yeah, you said schooner.
I thought a schooner was like a big stir fry.
That's fun. I like that.
I did, yeah.
This okay. is the well, show
there's
they
a
do.
Restaurant
this has to be what they do on this
called
show.
Schooner really Later.
Where I Schooner Later. Great. It's
and they
great.
Serve these big sort of hashes.
Yeah.
And I thought a schooner, I didn't realize a schooner was
a
boat.
Big stir-fried schooner.
Yeah, even though it's on the marina, it's in the marina.
Oh, I love it. I can't even pinpoint kind of the taste. It's kind of really.
They're talking about not being able to imagine what it tastes like. and I can't stop listening. Like, one said a big, giant stir-fried hash, and the other one said, I can't pinpoint the taste. And I gotta say, I can imagine paying 10% of the money I earned. Listen to this.
If just I learning someone went through their whole life seeing the word schooner in the name of a restaurant and thinking that was the name of the food. And maybe saying to the waitstaff, I guess I'll have one big schooner.
Yeah. Oh,
what,
the
sorry,
lady
what kind of
will be having the
that?
Schooner for dinner.
I thought you
and I'll do the
going
same.
Going there for dinner is more of a brunch spot. hash dinner.
Oh yeah, I'm
yeah,
a
that
fucking
would
idiot.
Be great. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd have it for dinner.
Eat a schooner for
the
dinner.
The fucking boat.
So yes, to answer your question, you could do whatever you want as long as it's kind of a visual thing. And
no,
there isn't.
No voice recording.
Yeah, okay. So get into painting. Yeah. You know, get into documentary filmmaking, which someone
Need
else does.
The can I put a can I change my voice? Can I put like some sort of like filter on like the when the scream murderer would make phone calls, and I always sound like that?
I mean, no one's gonna stop you. I mean, I guess if you're able to kind of. We will have watchdogs is what I'm trying to say, and that you could try as hard as you might, but we will be watching. We will be listening.
You said that I can't my voice, like I would lose my voice entirely even if it's not being recorded. So like, what if I need my wife to help me find something? Can I
well based
her?
On the aerial like of it all, like you might even be marrying someone else.
Oh right.
Someone else might show up and be like, hey,
and I can't
no voice,
say all anything.
Right. Yeah. Like, what's up with this?
Right. Well, because the part of the aerial deal, too, was she got feet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about.
What you're going to get?
Yeah.
So okay. I need some wiggly.
Ariel got feet. You got a couple dollars signs.
Yeah.
You know, you got 520 million.
125,289.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've been shown it so many times. Can we, I guess it would help to know just like what we're giving the show over to. If I could just hear like a little bit of the seance
episode, just so I can make my final decision.
You're in the closet. Okay. Like, what did you set up just so we're picturing it, like to summon like the specter?
Well, like Amanda said, because it was a specter, the voice didn't come across very well. So the listeners, as you guys will remember, it was very blotchy. So we kind of had to fill in kind of what we were hearing.
The listeners, as you guys will remember, it was very blotchy.
The sound was blotchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the little shaky, you know, because he or she
void.
Were coming in from across the realm.
Yeah, the plane. So it basically started where Amanda and I were in the closet, and we were just kind of like shooting the SH. I don't. Can you guys swear on this show? We don't swear on Hollyhand.
Okay.
Well, we probably would stop.
Yeah,
like, we might
stop
not be
now.
Doing it ever again. So
yeah.
Okay.
It kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we won't do it.
So we were just shooting the SH, and what were we talking about?
Oh, I think just our days.
Yeah.
And what we had for lunch that day. This is how we pretty much, honestly, how we start the show is like check in on the weather, check in on what we've eaten.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was saying it's been a little gloomy lately and
looking forward to the sun breaking through.
But you'd gone into a closet
at
this point
to discuss the weather.
Yeah. We lit our candle. Okay. We had our Ouija board.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we thought, let's just open up and see who comes through.
Let's start
anyone.
Having a free-flowing conversation.
I think we did like a quick 2-minute kind of breath work exercise where we just kind of opened up our spirits, opened up our souls.
And then they came through.
Okay.
We just heard this sort of...
Come through.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. this voice sort of mm-hmm. coming in from up above.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they said, are you guys... This is Holly Hand. We said, yes, it is.
Okay.
And then they just dished.
Yeah,
I mean, we were covered. Like, we couldn't believe the things that they were literally saying.
This is not any more information than what we had.
Not a single piece of information.
I mean, Kevin knows. It's one of those things where...
And you had said when I was like, can we get some sort of reenactment or like hear a sample? And you were like, absolutely. And then you described it. And then we were like, well, we do need to actually hear it now. And then you just have described it almost the same way.
It just feels like you guys are trying to get a freebie is what you guys are trying to do.
I guess you just agreed to give us a freebie is part of why I take it back. I'm sort of like,
is Kevin allowed to do a
can Kevin reenact?
I guess he's working for you, somehow had to get the code from Casey, but since he's heard it, is he allowed to just like share a little what it was like?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm
okay with it just because we are dissolving their company today.
Yes.
And that is happening, like you said, that's happening no matter what. And it's just that amount of money is just a total courtesy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll give you the freebie, even though I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like cool doing it. Like when we record, like I always feel cool. I always feel comfortable. And right now I don't. And so I'll do it, though, Amanda, if you think that's correct.
I just think if Kevin's comfortable, because you're going to be playing the Spectre.
I'm comfortable. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, let's hear just maybe like a
second. I always feel cool and comfortable, too. When we do the show, I
care about the listener feeling cool and comfortable, so it's less about how I feel.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just, this will be a little bit of, because Amanda and I can't remember exactly, this is just going to kind of be... In the realm of what
we did.
Things were shaking, lights were flickering. I said, Maria, someone is here with us. I can feel
Give me
it.
A break.
Maria, I'm serious. Someone is here.
Hi.
Oh my God. Who is it? Can you tell us your name?
I'm Amy.
Amy?
This was the first guest.
That was
the first
Amy. She died.
There's multiple Amy's.
But you had said that the big Amy was the first one, like the main
old Amy.
That's the biggest living Amy. This is the biggest.
I'm the biggest dead Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy the gorilla.
What?
What the fuck? Amy the gorilla?
That's right.
I thought the gorilla's name was Harambe.
Harami?
No.
You don't know about that?
Amy was Harami's mom.
Maria, you don't know about that?
Okay. That was the mom. Okay.
Okay. So then we were like,
it
Amy
doesn't seem like the gorilla's mom would know that much about like that many insider secrets.
Yeah.
Do you know like the access that those gorillas had?
No.
They were everywhere.
No, okay.
No, they were in one
literally
habitat.
Only in one
they
place.
Were, yes, they were living in captivity.
You guys are so stuck in the reality you've been spoon-fed.
They were stuck.
All right.
They were stuck.
I guess we're the ones living in captivity.
That's such a cool thing to say.
Okay, so can I hear, let's
the
hear
walls
one
are
secret.
Mainstream media.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear one secret that Amy the gorilla.
Yeah, I want to hear one of Amy the gorilla's secrets.
Doesn't even have to be the she died one. Too?
Well, Amy
they
died.
Killed her as well?
Amy died and she came back. So when
Natural causes.
Yeah, natural causes. So when she came through, Amanda and I were like, oh my God, like this is crazy. Amy, do you have anything you want to share with us? And so.
Yes, I do. I'm in a...
Sound is fine, by the way.
Yeah, it's not blotchy
It's not blotchy at all.
Well, because we repeated, yeah. what she was saying on the. Uh-huh. If you guys just get the code, like that's like the number one thing.
I have tried to get
the AI code. Can piece it together too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Kevin, I don't like that you've been thinking about this.
You could be babysitting an AI, piece together a whole podcast. Anyway, I'm in a group text called The Watchdogs. And my friends and I talk about movies about dogs. There's a movie called Air Bud. And the big rumor is all my friends hate it. Goodbye.
And that's just a piece. Jeez. That's just one of like yeah. That's 25 yeah. other
things. It has to be just a piece. It has to be the last piece because she said goodbye at the end.
Yeah.
And so you had said earlier when I asked like if I could use something to change the sound of my voice, you said we will have watchdogs. You know, looking out for you.
Yep.
And that seems like a big coincidence yes. then that we don't Amy the Gorilla the Ghost. Show
like we established. Like
then is also talking about watchdogs. Like it felt like, what I'll say is it felt fake. And what I'll also say is if it's fake, it really sucks. if someone's going to fake a secret, it should be pretty juicy.
Makes
you
me
know?
Wonder if the number is real. Makes me wonder if you have been
I'm
doing
questioning
this,
a lot
this
of
show.
It. I'm wondering if the reason I don't have the
it's
code
almost so,
is because there
it's
is
it's almost
no
so bad that it can't be fake. That's what
That's
makes me
true.
Think it's the most
yeah.
real.
That's the one thing lending some legitimacy.
Yeah. I could yeah. see it. I mean, listen, we wake up every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
I mean, we wake up every day going, is this real?
Yeah,
did this
yeah.
okay. really
Somebody
happen
had
to us?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I can't believe this is my life.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll take it. I'll take the money.
Smiling through it all.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.